Yeah, I mean, obviously Brentford have had an incredible season. The word momentum has been used a lot over the last week or so. That's been sort of the buzzword about. Do you feel like you've got it back now after that? I thought a brilliant performance in the semi-final.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they talked about the momentum thing with us. I mean, you've got to look at it over the 46 games, really. And I know this sounds really cliched, but, over the 46 times, you know, there's us, there's Leeds, there's West Brom, there's Fulham, you know, how you played over those games. And, you know, what we've done is that we've actually really sort of come into ourselves. Beginning of the season, we signed quite a few players, you know, people like, you know, Norgaard, you know, people like, you know, we've, you know, signed quite a few players, Jensen. And it took them a bit of time to get into the groove, to get into the Brentford groove, as it was. People forget that when we played Nottingham Forest, I think it was the first or second week in October, and they beat us 1-0. We were really gutted, you know. Forest did their usual thing, you know, sort of defence, bang, 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 grabbing, back of the net. I think it was grabbing anyway. We were gutted. We were 18th then. And there was a lot of kind of sort of like, you know, murmurs going around. Again, the media going, oh, yeah, Thomas Frank, oh, he's got to go. We played Millwall the game after that. We were 2-0 down, 7 minutes to go. There were calls of, you know, he's going to get sacked in the morning by some Brentford fans on the terraces. You know, we scored three goals in the last 7 minutes. Ollie Watkins scored the final goal in the 94th minute against Millwall. Bam, pandemonium on the terraces. But then after that, our season turned around. And the thing with Brentford, and this is why I've got respect for them, and you, I think you'll understand this quite a lot at Liverpool as well. It's the way, once you've got the way that your club operates, you know, whoever it may be who's kind of overseeing it, they say, listen, we're going to play like this. We're going to monitor how we play. And a lot of people say, oh, it's all really scientific. It's not really football. But what it also does is it gives them the belief to carry on doing what they're doing, even if the results aren't going their way, because the results might not be going their way because of unluckiness and all these other things, you know what I'm saying? And we were doing the right things, apparently. We were just unlucky. We were 18th in the league. A lot of people have written us off. If we were Derby or maybe Forest or any of these teams, the manager would have got sacked, right? But they stuck with him, and we've got better and better and better over the season.